Okay. So we're at, give it one more minute. So we'll start at 6:15. All right. So just to get started, are there any questions? Any comments?
Actually, Miguel, I have a question. If we use chat as an alternative, the chat that I see is still for the whole meeting. And I wonder if there is a chat just for this room.
Good. Great question. Great question. So the chat, when you enter comments in the chat, it will be specifically for this group. So the other chats won't see, or other groups won't see our messaging.
Got it. Thanks.
Not a problem. Not a problem. So with that being said, I just want to remind everyone of the ground rules that have been established during the meeting. Be present, take space, to make space, use I statements. Use the Vegas rule, confidentiality. Don't yuck my yum. Take care of yourself, have courageous conversations, and then obviously assume the best intentions. So with that being said, just to kind of get the conversation going, I'm going to start off with a question. How are you connected to the southeast side of Chicago, and what are your hopes for this evening?
Miguel, I'm sorry, I'm going to interrupt you one more time. The Jamboard link.
Oh, thank you so much. That is definitely, Jen, that's why I'm so glad you paired up with me. So I'm going to go ahead and as Jen had stated, this is a Jamboard link. And please utilize it so you'll be able to pull up the Jamboard on your end.
Great. Excellent. Thanks.
Not a problem. Now, once again, if you're not able to utilize the Jamboard, feel free to speak up, let us know, speak up, take yourself off mute, or you know, type it in the chat, and Jen will be able to make note of that comment or that question, and then we'll go ahead and add it to the Jamboard just for tracking.
And I'll type as people talk. We are not recording names. I am not sure. I'm not going to use the color coding for starters, but if any of you would like to see that, just let me know.
Perfect. So once again, just to get the conversation going, how are you connected to the southeast side of Chicago? And what do you expect, or what do you hope to get out of today's meeting? If anyone would like to take a, be able to speak first.
Hello, everyone. Can you hear me? Jose Perez?
Yes, Mr. Perez. We hear you.
Hello, everyone. Good evening.
Good evening.
I'm glad to be here tonight. Glad that my voice is being heard here. I, myself, am a resident. I live in the area, have lived in the area for the last 15 years. And I also work for RMG. I'm an employee at RMG. I think this is great that you guys are having this the way you guys are having it, because everybody has an opinion about everything. And everybody has a point, everybody does have a point. People with for it and the people against it. Everybody has their own point, people are right, some people are wrong on both ends. The questions that are being discussed tonight, I think those are real important topics. You know, who benefits, who burdens? What's your experience? What do you look for? Yes.
Go ahead. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off, but I just wanted to say that thank you. This is part of the reason why we're having this discussion, this town hall, because we want to be able to get everyone's opinions and thoughts on this. And so thank you so much for being able to join us.
I'm honored. And I'm honored. And if I'm not sure, you know, how long I have to speak, or if I'm able to speak now, or do I just wait?
Well, we're going to get into it. We're going to ask those questions, and we're going to go per question. But I just wanted to, the question right now is, you know, what is your relationship to the southeast side of Chicago? But also the other part to the question is, what do you expect to get out of this meeting today? What do you hope to get out of this evening?
I hope that my voice as a resident, as a resident in the community, and also as an employee, that I just hope that my voice is heard. You know, and I am not getting paid by my company to be here. You know, this, I'm doing this because there is a future here, not for myself only, but for the neighborhood, the community, for all the people that I've brought here, my kids who go to school here in this community.
We appreciate that.
As long as our company follows the guidelines, which they are, we're just not given an opportunity. That's, you know, if we could just operate in my, and you guys can monitor, they can monitor us as we operate, you know, because, you know, lives are at stake here. Yeah, we all realize it, you know. This picture is a real big picture, you know.
No, I understand, and I appreciate that. I appreciate that. Thank you, Mr. Perez. We appreciate that, you know, for you being able to share with that with us. Is there anyone else? Anyone else has any expectations for today's meeting?
While we're just starting up here, I want to confirm that people can see the sticky note. And Jose, I want to confirm that I've captured your point accurately. Can everybody see the Jamboard sticky note with Jose's comments?
Cut out. I'm still here. Can you hear me?
I can. Yes.
Okay. Jen, can you share your screen?
Yes.
I'm looking at my screen and I don't see anything.
And it might not update until I've hit save. So yes, I am going to share my screen so that you can see as I type.
So just bear with us. We just want to make sure that you'll be able to see the screen, what's going on the Jamboard. So once again, if you're not able to put, access the Jamboard, you know, let us know. We'll be more than happy to add it to the Jamboard.
All right. Can you see this now?
Yes, definitely.
Yes.
Okay. I'll hit save. Oh, that's really fine print. Okay, so it's up there, but boy. Yeah, let's try it this way. As I add things, thanks, Miguel. Yeah, sharing the screen, that should help.
Perfect. So let's dive into it, just to be respectful to time and make sure that we are able to finish and be able to address every question. So starting off with the very first question that was proposed, as far as the benefits, based on what you have heard so far, please share some of your potential benefits of this proposal on you and your community. Who specifically benefits from this happening in the Southeast Side? Does anyone want to go first? And this is, we're talking about the benefits of having the company move down to the Southeast Side.
Well, Miguel, I believe everyone, again, Jose, I believe everyone benefits. I believe everyone could benefit from the company to the employees, everyone in the community, to businesses around us, community growth, everyone.
Okay. Thank you for that. Anyone else? Anyone else in the room have any thoughts or feelings on that? So with that being said, what can this proposal impact?
What?
As far as how can this have an impact? Who benefits from under the current proposal and how? So you mentioned, Jose, you mentioned that everyone could benefit from it, but specifically from the people from the community.
Growth. I mean, we all strive to growth, job opportunities, community building up around us. I mean, I also believe, you know, I mean, businesses bring other businesses to the community. And one as big as ours, you know, it's been around for over 30 years plus.
Thank you. Thank you for sharing that. Anyone else? Does anyone else have anything that they would like to share? Are there any negative impacts from this proposal? Are we all there? Just doing a quick check-in.
Yeah, still here.
Still here, thank you. Okay. So if there isn't any other responses to this first question, which is regarding benefits of this proposal, we're gonna move into the second question. And if at any point you would like to go back, well, we could circle back to that first question. If it jogs any ideas, any thoughts, you know, we'll be more than happy to circle back to that question. So now as far as burdens go, based on what you have heard so far, please share some of the potential burdens on this proposal on you and your community. Who is specifically burdened by this proposal? Does anyone feel like they're being burdened by this proposal?
Well, Miguel, again, I think company, the employees, everyone is should be in burden right now because, I mean, this is an opportunity of a lifetime for everyone here. Hey, let's take a look at this picture here. You know, like if, let's just say, for instance, the proposal got shut down after all this build of the company, after everything that the company just did to try to build this company from the floor up and try to do something great. And let's just say, for instance, they were told they couldn't operate. They were not going to get ever the permit. And they decided, well, the only way for them to grow is to take everything, the whole IMG company, and take it and go to another state with it. Then what do we do? And the 300 plus employees that are already there. And, you know, like a lot of those employees are from the community. Myself, you know, I rent here in the community, but I'm very close to buying a house in which I'm looking forward to buying in the community because my kids go to school here in the community and they go to Catholic school. So, I mean, I would have to, if they leave, I got to leave with them because this is my future here. You know, they've treated me very well here. And everyone I've brought to this company, I've brought lots of people from the community.
That says a lot, Mr. Perez. I mean, there's a lot of commitment there. Thank you for sharing that. I mean, this is what we want for that HIA report to reflect. You know, there's more than one side to the story, and it has a different impact on different people from, you know, in the community. So this is exactly what we want to be able to reflect from the community and to have that community input.
Thank you, Miguel.
Yes. No, not a problem. Not a problem, Mr. Perez. Anyone else? Does anyone else feel like they're, you know, this policy is going to have a burden on you or your community? Or in general, just, you know, going beyond the community with the city? Now, once again, remember, if you don't want to speak up, that's perfectly fine. You could also always use the chat. The chat feature is available, and you can, by all means, be encouraged to put in your comments, your thoughts, opinions here in the comment section on the chat, on the chat board. Are there any unintentional consequences from RMG moving to the southeast side?
Sorry, Miguel, can you make it a little bit more clear for me?
Sure, sure, most definitely. The question that I asked was, as far as what could be the unintentional consequences from RMG moving to the southeast side? Are there any unintentional consequences that could happen from RMG moving to the south side, southeast side? You know, we talked a little bit about the pros, you know, the benefits, you know, the benefits of RMG moving to the south side or southeast side, but are there any unforeseen consequences that we're not aware of that you may feel that it might have on the southeast side from them relocating from one location to the southeast side?
Well, if I could speak again, I mean, the only thing I see is just, I don't see a lot of people getting involved. But I do see a, you know, more heavy traffic involved.
Okay. I appreciate that. Thank you for sharing that. Anyone else? Anyone else have a thought on that as far as the consequences, the burn of RNG? Once again, like I mentioned, be encouraged to use chat, the chat board. We also have that feature to be able to capture any comments, any thoughts. And if you want to take yourself off mute, by all means, be encouraged for that also. So with that being said, we'll move on to our third question. And once again, if you'd like to circle back, we can always have that option of circling back. We have more than plenty enough time to be able to go back to if anything comes up or if you think of anything, by all means, let us know. We will be more than happy to go back to any of the other questions. So moving on to question number three. So question number three revolves around lived experience. Is there anything else that you want people who are working on this proposal to know or think about based on your experience as a community member? So for people who are working on this proposal, is there anything else you want them to know based on your lived experience about, you know, as being a community member? Any thoughts on this question? Anyone?
Oh. Miguel again.
That's okay, Mr. Press. You know, by all means, be encouraged.
No, if I could just say that, you know, it would be great. I mean, like, people that are working on this. I mean, I'm sure that they've seen the efforts that the company's making. You know, all the new technology that's been put into the place. You know, if the people that are working on this, they could just would allow us the opportunity to operate while we being monitored. Monitor us, give us the opportunity to operate. Let's see what happens here. You know, if we're not operating, how are we going to know that emissions or anything else is going to escape or and affect the community? Like, if we're not given the opportunity to operate, how can we even say that this is going to actually happen? You know what I mean, Miguel?
I appreciate that. I mean, and I want to turn, you know, I want to turn that question around, or, you know, that comment to the group. You know, how does the group feel about that as far as giving the company the opportunity to prove what they're doing? You know, be able to, you know, show that they're up, you know, up to date with technology and that they're making those improvements to make sure that they're respectful of the environment and doing everything in their within their own power to make sure that they're keeping the community in mind. So here, I have another question here. What needs to be in place to advance health equity outcomes for community members? So I'll repeat that question again. What needs to be in place to advance health equity outcomes for community members? Any thoughts? Okay. And again, we're talking about also lived experience, right? So is there anything else that you would want people who are working on this proposal to know or think about based on your experience as a community member? Okay. Once again, we can all just circle back. So if everyone is in agreement, we'll move on to question number 4. So question number 4. So we're talking about looking forward. So looking towards the future. So beyond the permit decision, what should we be aware as we embark on other policies or process change initiatives? Do you have any specific recommendations, any specific suggestions, anything to keep in consideration as we're looking forward to the future when we're talking about making decisions regarding permits? Are there anything that we need to keep in consideration when we're talking about the policy or the process to make those changes happen for those initiatives? What would you like to see? Would you want the community to have more say so in some of these permits? Are you okay with the current process the way it is now? Should the process evolve? You know, that's all what ties into looking forward to this question. Anyone? Anyone have any thoughts about the permit decision on the current process? No comments? Okay. So once again, just a reminder, everyone, we want to make sure that we get everyone's thoughts. We want to make sure that this permit, this HIA permit, reflects on the community's thoughts and opinions about this entire process. So please be reminded, you know, this is a great opportunity to have a say-so in this permit being being issued. So if you're for, against it, undecided, please let us know. Okay. Let's go back. Let's look at those first three questions. We'll start off with the question number one, in case anyone has any thoughts. Once again, the benefits, based on what you've heard so far, any potential benefits on this proposal and on you and your community? We heard some thoughts about, you know, how it could benefit the community with job opportunity, the company growing, businesses, bring other businesses. And appreciate that you sharing that with us. Are there any other benefits that we might have missed? Okay.
Jose, I want to ask, I'm looking at this first sticky note and it looks like a fragment at the end. Did I leave anything off of what you were saying? I ended it with a comma.
No, I was just reading it myself.
Here it is. No, sorry, it got cut off. That is,
yeah. No, that's interesting. You guys are doing a great job, you, Miguel. I appreciate you guys, Jennifer.
Thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate that. So, like I said, we want to make sure that we get everyone's give everyone the opportunity to, you know, share their piece and be able to give us their thoughts and opinions on this whole process. And once again, there's no wrong answer. So feel free to share. And once again, if you don't want to speak up, that's perfectly fine. You could always use, if you have the Jamboard up on your computer, feel free to type in and you'll put in your own sticky note and it'll reflect, it'll show. It doesn't show who put up the note. It'll just enter it'll just put the note as, you know, someone submitting that note. And if you don't want to, or if you can't or unable to access the Jamboard, you could also use the chat, the message board, and we'll go ahead and document that comment. Okay. Jen, let's move on to question number two, just in case of, make sure we didn't miss anything. Question number two, once again, the burden. Based on what you've heard so far, please share some potential burdens of this proposal on you and your community. Who specifically is burdened by this proposal? Now, Jose talked a little bit about heavy traffic. You know, but once again, not giving the opportunity to the company to prove itself, getting this proposal shot down. Any other thoughts? Appreciate that. Thank you. Thank you. Any thoughts, any comments on this as far as the burden goes? Okay. Shall we move on to question number three? This is, we're talking about lived experience. Is there anything else that you want people to, who are working on this proposal, to know about your experience as a community member? Any experience living in the southeast side as a community member? Any good experiences, any bad experiences? Anything that you would want to reflect? Any thoughts? We appreciate that. Thank you. Let's take a look at question number four. So with question number four, looking forward, looking to the future as far as permit decision, anything that we should be aware of when we're talking about policy or the process changes as far as initiatives go. Do you have any specific recommendations? Any recommendations for the permit process for the future? So I have a follow-up question here to the main question. As the city engages in other projects on the southeast side, what would you like them to think about? How would you like them to engage the community in this process? How would you like the city to engage the community in their thought process or in their permit process? Well, we're talking about the southeast side or just the city in general. Anyone? So we have about 20 minutes left. Any questions? A point of clarity for any of the questions that we're asking here? Any comments on anything that was addressed in the earlier part of the session? Any concerns? Now, we don't have a response to the looking forward, but is there anything regarding the policy process? Anything to keep in consideration, anything to keep in mind when we're talking about the policy procedures and the changes? Any recommendations? Okay. So unless anyone has anything else they would like to add.
Miguel, could I ask something?
By all means, please.
Now, I'm wondering, have any of you been involved with other permitting processes, and how does this compare?
That's
for better
question.
Or for worse?
Mm-hmm.
Personally, I haven't. This is my first time. An issue.
Okay. How do you feel about the permit process?
I'm sorry, Miguel, was that referred to me?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, just in general, you know, going through this process the first time, like, what do you feel about the permit process? So you think it's something that, is it taking too long? Is it not long enough? Do you think, you know, it should be a fast process, or it should take a little bit more time to issue these permits?
Well, no, I don't. I think there should just be a time limit, a time frame. And I think we all came that because they said as long as the company met requirements, you know, mm-hmm. which they've had, you know, and. I don't know. I just think, yeah, it has. It's taken way too long, to decide. And again, if they would just give them the opportunity to operate, how are you going to monitor the situation? This is not the same company. This is not General Iron from the north side. It is not, you know, it's owned by a different set of people, you know, people that own RMG. And I mean, there's a lot of effort that was put into this, and if there should be a time frame on this, like I said, again, it's extending everyone's growth here. I believe so, Miguel.
What would be an ideal time frame? What do you think? How long should this process, on average, take?
I don't think it should take over a year. To monitor something. You know, I don't think it should take over a year, and it has taken over a year. Has been over a year now.
Yeah. With the delay, and you know, it being a year for this decision to be made,
yes.
is it impacting you directly, or the employees of this company?
Yeah, the whole entire community. Again, I believe, you know, it's just extending our growth here. You know, extending the growth. I mean, I want to grow with the company. you know, because I like working there. You know, there's a lot of safety measures there. I love going to work because I feel safe there. You know, I feel this is one of the, I've worked in a lot of recycling facilities, and I could just say from just working here, you know, their motto there is, you know, if you don't feel safe, don't do it, you know? Mm-hmm. And I've had people before, you know, who didn't feel things were safe and they didn't do it. And they didn't get fired for that, you know, and other places, you know, you do it or you get fired. I mean, this here is safety, all about safety first.
Yeah, and I appreciate that. That was actually going to be my next question. You know, what do you think from, you know, being an employee, being a person on the inside, what else, or what do you think that the community around you should know about this company? You know,
That's what I think they should know, Miguel, that it is a safe environment. And they monitor, they give out safety training weekly on a weekly basis. We have to, and this is not just, I'm just saying this is what the company does. This is all documented, you know, like anyone could come in and say, hey, you know, let us see this, you know, any one of the companies involved in RMG could present it, you know. These are training that we're given every week. We're given sign-in sheets. A lot of stuff is repetitive, you know, it's stuff that, you know, we've heard it over and over, but they continue to reiterate, you know, to say it, to put it in, keep it fresh in our minds, in our heads, you know. They just don't speak about it one time and say, okay, spoke about it, you know. They the company could produce it, you know. Air monitoring, we monitor the air every single day on the hour on the hour. These are called VEOCs. You can ask for those. We have those. We have everything. Everything is documented. You know, Miguel. I feel really safe here where I'm at, and I'm sure if. And again, anyone could come and ask to visit, you know, and ask a tour. I'm sure the company will provide, you know, just prove a point. Hey, look, this is how we operate here. You know, it's safe.
Right. Just to kind of, you know, give them the opportunity to show that they're doing what they're supposed to be doing.
Right.
You know, I think, you know, I appreciate you, and I appreciate you sharing that, because honestly, having that inside perspective, you know, obviously when you're on the outside looking in, sometimes things don't make sense, right? We get an impression and we kind of just live on that and we don't really move from that. But, you know, seeing things from a different perspective, getting that firsthand experience, especially talking to someone who actually works at the job site and knowing what you just mentioned about safety and the monitoring, I think that would kind of give a lot of people a feeling of maybe less stress, you know, and kind of see a different side of, you know, the other side of the coin on this issue.
Yeah.
But, you know, with that being said, you know, I really appreciate you being in the room and being able to, you know, share your thoughts. I was hoping that we would have a little bit of a livelier conversation, but I understand that some people have reservations and might not feel comfortable, and that's perfectly fine. Cause me, myself, I'm the quiet one in the room, but you know, it's sometimes it is a challenge to speak up. But you know, I want to just say, first of all, I appreciate everyone joining us in this meeting. This is definitely a learning experience for myself, because I never dealt with this issue myself and being part of this process. But I'm definitely learning a lot. And for the most part, unless anyone has any comments, any questions, I want to give everyone the opportunity to, you know, share something if they would like to. Once again, use the message board. If you'd like to use the message board, use the Jamboard. You have the ability to add your own comments. You know, Jen doesn't have to necessarily write the comments down. You can do it yourself if you have access to that technology. But if you'd like to share something, speak up, by all means, go ahead and go off of mute.
I just want to say I do appreciate you, Miguel. I think you're a great narrator I would never have guessed that this is your first time doing this, honestly. But Yeah, I'm just glad that I'm able to share everything and finally be able to speak out, you know, speak out everything that has been, you know.
Well, we definitely want to create that safe environment for everyone to be able to speak their thoughts and opinions and, you know, share that lived experience, because that's what we're looking for, right? We want to get that perspective when we're talking about this HIA permit being passed, or this HIA report that's being compiled. And ultimately that report is what's going to drive to either have the permit be approved or denied. But we want to make sure that we have everyone, every stakeholder at the table to be able to share their thoughts on this whole process, and, you know, how we could move better forward and in the future for other projects that and other permits that might come up in the near future. So,
Miguel, so I want to reiterate what you said about people putting their own comments in. Miguel put the link for Jamboard in the chat, so you can click on it and do exactly what I'm doing.
Thank you,
Jamie. I don't believe that we can see who is writing. I am not 100% sure, but I know that I can't tell that I'm writing.
Right, same here. Yeah. So with that being said, unless anyone has anything else they would like to share, we have a little bit to go. So, but feel free to, you know, hang in there. We'll be wrapping up. We'll be doing a group harvest where we collect everyone's comments on all these questions, and we'll be reporting back out to the group. So just hang in there for a bit. But once again, thank you everyone for joining us and participating. And as always, if there's something that you'd like to add, be encouraged. Jen, do you have anything else you want to add?
I appreciate everybody being here, and Miguel, thanks for facilitating. It's frustrating to not be in person.
Yeah,
that's the next thing.
I was looking forward to having this this town hall meeting in person, but, you know, under the circumstances that we're in, it's better to be safe than sorry, right?
So whatever format you provide your input in, thank you, everybody.
Thank you, everyone.
Miguel, I see there's a new post-it here on question 3.
I've worked for General Iron for 38 years and have fortunately not experienced any respiratory issues. Thank you for sharing that. We appreciate that. Thank you so much. Once again, this is a great opportunity. If you have any other comments, please be encouraged. You know, and once again, you don't have to speak up. You can use the Jamboard yourself, or you'll also use the chat the chat board to be able to add anything that you like. And that was a great example. You know, we don't know who put that up. It's anonymous, but that's exactly what we want. We want to be able to hear everyone's thoughts on this. And so please be encouraged to share. So just looking at time, we have about 6 more minutes. So we're still going to stick around until we've exhausted all the time. But if you, by all means, be encouraged to add anything to the Jamboard. There is no rush. I mean, like I said, we still have 6 minutes. So if you want to add anything, by all means, be encouraged. We have 2 more minutes. again, if anyone's interested in adding anything, by all means, please be encouraged. Once again, everyone, thank you for being here with us. The last about 20 seconds to go. Thank you for this opportunity.
Thank you.